Applicant 3, please enter my office.
Excuse me? Is this the place for the interview? Phew, just in time. Wow, there's more people here than I thought there would be. The qualifications were so specific, I thought there would be a lot less people here, what with who was doing the interviews. I know, if it's the CEO herself doing the interviews, the position must be super important. She's only expecting the very best to show up, and hopefully, that's me. Oh, wow. I almost didn't recognize you at first. You're pretty infamous here. Must be why everyone is avoiding you. I hope that doesn't come off as bad. I mean, you have to know what people say about you. You're, like, one of the scariest supervisors here. I'm sure you're not so bad. You just gotta do what you gotta do, especially at this place.
Would applicant 4 please enter my office?
I think that's me. Well, wish me luck. May the best applicant win. Bye!
Would applicant 13 please enter my office?
Hello, welcome. It's very nice to meet you as well. Please, take a seat. Oh, you must excuse me. I've had a lot to eat today. Also, please forgive my state of undress. It seems several applicants have already digested and have been going straight to my hips and breasts. I do hope that it's not too distracting. How about we start by having you tell me about yourself?
Please.
I'm so tired. Get me out of here. Oh, my. Please continue. Don't mind me. Yes, I did see that in your resume. I must say, you are quite qualified for this position, but what would you consider some of your shortcomings?
If it wasn't so crowded, you know, it's actually
Well, I would hardly call that a flaw. In fact, I would say that you would be a great strength to have here. I think I would like to hear more about your accomplishments now.
Mm-hmm.
You almost remind me of myself when I first started here. So many good memories. So many interns. But I digress. Please, tell me more. Yes. Oh, excuse me. I'm terribly sorry. Could you please throw those into the trash for me? I can't quite reach that bar. Thank you for that. Here, clean your hands on my handkerchief. Oh, you already have one. Very prepared, I see. Oh. Really? That was you? I always wondered what happened to her. Oh, you don't need to worry if she was your superior. Clearly, she didn't belong here if she couldn't fend you off. Well, I think I've heard enough. I think that you'll make a wonderful CEO. Yes, the position these interviews were for was mine. You see, I've been at this company for many years now and have seen it prosper and grow under my leadership. And now, I think it's time I let the next generation take the reins. But there's one more thing to go over. A final test, if you will. I need you to devour me right this moment with all this meat still within me. Oh, I'm quite serious. I would rather starve than have this company be taken by some fledgling that could barely choke down a chicken. My successor must be someone with tenacity, ambition, and most importantly, an appetite greater than mine ever was. I do hope that I have chosen wisely and that you won't disappoint me. Of course, I won't go easy on you. Even if I'm multiple times bigger than your average meal, I need to make sure you are the greatest predator I've ever met.
I can see you're making good progress, but you still have a ways to go. Trained your entire life for this moment. Now, of course, this isn't the end. I do need to see if you really can contain me. I've dealt with many predators that have thought they had managed to overcome me, but I've proven them wrong on so many occasions. I've done all I can. You really are as astonishing as I thought you were. You'll find everything you need to start on my desk. And don't worry about the chair. I had it made to handle a lot more. But for now, just relax and let your body work on me. Now, I only regret not being able to.